نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our discussion for tonight will focus on the political system of Islam and the contribution of the Khulafa'i Rashideen and their legacy for this ummah. When we study Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Hayat al-Tayyiba and Sira Mubarakah, we know that the Milad Mubarak took place, the honorable birth in Makkah Mukarrama. 40 years were spent there, and then the Wahi started in the dusty cave of Hira, and then through the revelation, a revolution started, and that is how we find Haqq and Batil. One side the truth and on other side the batil. And then 13 years after the 40 years were spent in Makkah Mukarrama, and then another 10 years there in Madinah Munawwara. And this was to establish the Dawla Islamiya, the first Islamic state. Now Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam already informed us, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood ibn Majah, عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين, that you must follow my way and follow the way of the rightly guided khulafa and my successors. So now how is Nabi alayhi salatu salam going to appoint his successor? It was not done explicitly, but it was done implicitly, meaning Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam was ill. And at that time, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, said, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. It was Thursday, and Isha time was the first Salat. That Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala no performed the Imamat. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Fajr. When you compile all of this together, you find 17 Salat. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda performed the imamat fi hayatin Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the lifetime of the masterpiece be upon him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second, Surah 9 verse 40, Almighty Allah Jalla wala already alludes to this. Thaniyas nain is huma fil ghar. The second of the two, that was Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was the second, and the first one obviously was Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ghar-e Thawr. So they already Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned that the successor of the Master alayhi salatu salam, by virtue of being the second one after the first, so remember that also was an indication to the Ummah. Here Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise takes place. Now there are many issues. Where are we going to bury Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Who will be the Khalifa? How will the Salatul Janaza be read? So anyway, all these issues were discussed, and then the Sahaba came, the men, 10 of them in groups, and they would read the Salatul Janaza individually. 10 would come, perform the Salatul Janaza individually, another 10, and so forth it would continue. Thereafter, remember that now the Khilafat, that we must have a Khalifa, a successor. Today, if you go to Madinah Munawwara, brothers and sisters, you know where the Mövenpick Hotel is, on your right-hand side. On the one side is Mövenpick, on the other side is the Oberoi. Qibla is the southern direction. So if you are on the right-hand side, when you face the Qibla, right at the back, So remember, that is the Mövenpick Hotel. And if you just look in front, you will find a park there. And that park was known as Saqifa Bani Sa'ida. Till today it is open land. They made like a garden and a park there. Now why is Saqifa Bani Sa'ida so important? Remember, that is the place where the Sahaba unanimously all agreed that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be the successor of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They took their hands and placed it in the Mubarak hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, an oath of allegiance, the bay'ah. Nowadays we have a voting system. So that was the Islamic system. And remember, every Sahabi who was there took the oath of allegiance on the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda? A brief profile. This is the tragedy of this ummah. We say Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was, is, will always be the greatest personality to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya, messengers, alayhi salatu salam. But if you ask a Muslim today, what is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's name, you will find 80-90% don't know. So his name was Abdullah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's name was Abdullah. His father's name was Abu, his kunya was Abu Quhafa, and his name was Uthman. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's name will be Abdullah bin Uthman. Abdullah, the son of Uthman radiallahu anhu, father and son both embraced Islam and accepted the message of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So both became Sahaba radiallahu anhu, obviously. And in that way we see his title Abu Bakr Siddiq and his title the father Abu Quhafa, the person with great intelligence. And the title of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu Siddiq, because when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for the miraculous nocturnal journey, everybody rejected the Master alayhi salam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, "Is the truth, I accept it, for Sammahu Siddiqa." And that is how he became known as Siddiq. He was also known as Atiq, and the one who was given emancipation, liberation from the fire. Who is his honorable mother? We have the father, the mother is Salma, Sin Lam Mim Ya, Salma. And her kunya was Ummul Khair, the mother of goodness, such goodness that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made all of them Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And we see that he stood as a pillar of strength after Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise. One side you had the group of people who said they will not pay zakat. On the other side you had people who wanted to become apostates and so forth. He said, "I'm prepared to take all of you on, although I'm alone. Ayun qasuddin wa ana hay." It can never happen that I am alive and this deen gets weaker and weaker and decreases. No, I, Abu Bakr Siddiq, will wage war against you. The awail and the things that awaliyat, which Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu brought in this ummah. Remember his contribution, till today we have to appreciate it and understand it. That the awaliyat. In time of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were a group of sahaba who were huffaz. They memorized the entire Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif was written, but remember, not on paper only. Some of it on paper, some of it on leather, some of it on hood, whatever they could find. There was a paucity and a shortage of paper at that time. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's time, the entire Quran Sharif was taken. One surah was rare, was written on paper and put separately. So the first time the Quran Sharif was called Mushaf. Mushaf, all the surahs were put on separate scrolls, separate pieces of paper. So the entire Quran Sharif reduced to paper and written, and this is what happened in the time of Siddiq Akbar. During the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the term Khalifa was used. Khalifa to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. During the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, remember what had happened was that there were victories in certain parts, and all this happened. In his 2.25-year rule, remember, Islam had spread far and wide as well. Now, in Islam we have a term, political Islam, Waliyul Ahad. What is Waliyul Ahad? You are the Khalifa, you are the ruler, and you appoint and designate somebody after you. So that is exactly what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu did. He said, upon my demise, then the Khalifa ruler will be who? Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. So he was selected, elected, whatever you want to say, designated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And everybody knew their virtues. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Ana wa Abu Bakr wa Umar, myself, Abu Bakr and Umar, we did this, we did that. So there was no point of contention, everybody accepted it. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's demise takes place. He, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, performs the Salatul Janaza. Sani Yasnain, again. In the cave, he was the second of the two. When they entered Madinah Munawwara, is the second of the two. On the Musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the second of the two. And even today, right till the day of Qiyamah, he is Sani Yasnain, buried right next to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the karamat of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala becomes the Khalifa, subhanallah, in the 13th year of the Hijrah. And we find that now Islam is spreading like wildfire. The empire is getting larger and larger. And the justice of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, that remember that the enemies were also overwhelmed and overawed. What were the awliyat and the reforms he brought? In Tarawih Salat he said, oh you Ubay bin Ka'b, you must be the imam, all the small group here, small group there, small group no. This is no good. Every one of you must read Salat behind him, all the men, so you read Salat behind him. That is why Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to make dua for Sayyidina Umar and said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah put nur, radiance, effulgence in your grave. How you brought the nur in our masjid, you enhanced it even more. We all are behind one imam. He was a person, Sayyidina Umar, his intelligence and intellect was such that what he said on the farsh, on the land and sand, many a time Allah would send from the arsh. That is Sayyidina Umar. If you open Bukhari Sharif, you will find, وَافَقْتُ رَبِّي فِي ثَلَاثٍ. 3 times I suggested to Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, let us do this, let us do that. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, I have to wait for revelation. And what Sayyidina Umar said, that was how the ayat was revealed. If you open all, you call this muwafaqat Umar, then it's more than 20 times. Go open Allama Suyuti's Kitab al-Itqan, you will find it there. And various other tafsirs also, you will find it. So my brothers, that is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He brought about reform in the political system. He brought about reform in the pension system. He brought about reform in the choosing of leaders. When Islam spread right to Bilad al-Sham, to Syria and Jordan, Palestine, all these places, one day he went and he said, Ya Aba Ubaidah, you are the big general. You are the big commander-in-chief in these parts of the world. Open your house and I want to take an assessment. Imagine today, a person becomes a minister, a person becomes the chief and so forth of the army. So what will happen? If you see pre his position and you see after that his position, you will find a big difference normally. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu went to Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, who is buried in Jordan radiallahu anhu warda, Sayyidina Umar cried, and what did he say? The historic words that Sayyidina Umar used for Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah, Ya Aba Ubaidah, the dunya came to our feet and changed us, but the dunya did not change you, Ya Aba Ubaidah. So he said, I told you, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, the first person in Islamic history terminology to be called Amir al-Mu'mineen was none other than Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. That Sayyidina Umar, when he entered Palestine, and remember, that is how Palestine was conquered. That side was Sufyanus, and this side was Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. They lay siege, and the enemies could not go out. They said, fine, we surrender. One proviso. You tell your Amir, his name is Umar, tell him to come here personally, we'll hand him the keys. What did Umar say on that occasion, beloved youth? If you only understood this one sentence, we'll understand the whole chapter of Islam. نَحْنُ قَوْمُنَ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ We are a people, Allah gave us honor because of Islam. We never gave Islam honor. Islam gave us honor. وَمَهْمَا نَكْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ Any other ism you are going to look for, look at the Arab countries, look at the Muslim countries, look at Muslims in the world. So we want this ism, this ism. So because we came from the apartheid past, so you see the Muslim today, what has happened to us, that you say white is right and west is the best. وَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ غَيْرَهُ لَأَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ The more you look for other isms, the more disgraced and humiliated you will be. And that is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Go study his profile. Books are written in Arabic, Urdu, English and so many things. So any part of Sayyidina Umar's life you discuss and you will see the firasat and the basirat, the sight, the foresight, the insight everywhere. The same Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he saw the people love Khalid bin Walid. Whenever Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu is in the army, they are victorious. So he said, Khalid must be removed from that post. He's taking out your chief general, but to protect the people. So people ask Khalid, now Sayyidina Umar removed you, now what? He said, always I used to fight for the love of Almighty Allah and pleasure of Allah, and not for the pleasure of Sayyidina Umar, hence I will continue doing that. To show people that how you were trained, and remember they had the iman, ikhlas and sincerity, to do everything for the sole pleasure of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. That Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and now remember it is his dua, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. اللهم ارزقني شهادة في سبيلك واجعل موتي ببلد رسولك. So 10 years already has passed that he is the Khalifa. And one day Abdurrahman bin Abi Bakr, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's beloved son Abdurrahman was walking. And there were three people having a caucus, having a meeting. One was Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, his name was Fayruz, the fire worshipper. And one was Hurmuzan. He superficially, outwardly just said he's Muslim but wasn't Muslim. And the third one was Jufayna. Jufayna was a Christian. And when they saw Abdurrahman radiallahu anhu walking past, then they got very concerned. So they started dispersing and in that the dagger fell. So he went to report to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, I think that these people, they are plotting something. I'm not 100% sure, but this is what happened, and I saw the dagger falling, and then they were very concerned, they dispersed from there. Maybe they are plotting something against you. You should take heed, you should be very, very cautious. Lo and behold, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala performs imamat, and the same Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, Fayruz, the fire worshipper, Zoroastrian came. The dagger had, you know, that sharp, sharp points on both sides, and he stabbed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And this was the ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu then, first one, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made gestures, signs, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr must be the Khalifa. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu appointed Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Then what did Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu do? Understand the Islamic system. He appointed a consultative committee and a group of people, 6. And said, these are the 6 people, Almighty Allah is pleased with them, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pleased with them, and the Amir will come from them. So subhanallah, within 3 days, you must choose your Amir. So amongst them, remember, they decided that either want to be Khalifa, and so forth. So 2 candidates were left, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anh. And then remember, discussions were made, and then the people took the oath of allegiance on the hand of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anh. And that is how that we find on the 1st of Muharram the year 24, Salatul Janaza is read of the son of Islam, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu warda. Who performed his Salatul Janaza? Suhaib Rumi radiallahu anhu. And then immediately after that, remember the third Khalifa on the 1st of Muharram, the year 24, is Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Who is Sayyidina Uthman? Subhanallah. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that Sahabi, he's called Dhu-Nurayn. He has one distinction from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam right up to Habibuna wa Shafi'una Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam. No one has a distinction to marry two daughters, one after the other, of the same Nabi, and that is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam. He, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu, was first married to Sayyidina Ruqayya radiallahu anhu. She passed away. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam then gave him permission. Fine, you marry Sayyida Umm Kulthum, my other daughter as well. She passed away also in the hayati, in the lifetime of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On that occasion, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ya Uthman, if I had another daughter who's not married, I would have given her to you as well in nikah." Imagine how Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved him. Do we know who is Sayyidina Uthman? Subhanallah. Look at his legacy. In Medina Munawwara, great shortage of water. Now from where will the water come? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm a wealthy, influential person. I will buy from the Jew the Bire Ruma. When he realized that the Muslims were going to buy, he sold it at an exorbitant price. Sayyidina Uthman, no complaint. I will still purchase it. Purchase it for who? For the Ummah. He gave it waqaf and said, all of you can use this water free of charge. See, Sayyidina Uthman, till today, if you go, you will find that water there of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. That you call Karamate Uthman, till today. I was there now in January or December or what. So remember when we go, that we go to that place. And you must remember the Arab brother got his date shop, and opposite there you will find the beer, you will find the well, and so forth. And they have permission to go in and out. They got big, big canes there and tanks there. So they give you the water from there, till today. So what will you say about that? The masjid had to be extended and expanded, where the imams used to stand before. This is the southern side. And where the imam stands, so Riyazul Jannah is there, and the first 8 musallas, 7 musallas. That extension was done by who? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu arda. He never ever used people's money and went for collection. My own personal money. People asked him, Sayyidina Uthman, for what you want to extend the masjid and make it so beautiful? He said, I heard Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Whosoever builds a masjid for the love and pleasure of Allah, Allah will bless him with a palace in Jannah. So I also want another palace, and therefore I did this. And this is, we're speaking of Masjid Nabawi. So in the masjid he was ready. When we look at, you must remember that, you see, that the water, he was ready. Battle of Tabuk, he was the most generous person. 300 camels, 1,000 gold coins, and so much he gave. 30,000 Sahaba in the 90th of the Hijrah had to leave Medina Munawwara, midsummer, 50 degrees. I went by plane. It took me 1.25 hours. Imagine you have to go from Medina Munawwara, 50 degrees, midsummer, leave all your dates and your harvest and crop, and say we're going in the path of Allah. Who is going to do all the logistics? 30,000 Sahaba, Mustadrak, Hakim's hadith. That came Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. So my brothers, understand, it wasn't just politics for the sake of politics. They took on the imarat and they took on the leadership so that they could serve the ummah and set a precedent for humanity and posterity. And that was what it was all about. Look at Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him of Uthman, a time will come when people will want to take your mantle of leadership away, and you must not allow them. Then in the latter portion of his life, when the fitna and everything started, they made wild accusations against him. He had the army at his disposal. He had the police at his disposal. But he said, no, I don't want to cause bloodshed in Medina Munawwara. The enemies made muhasara. They surrounded his house for more than 40 days. No water was allowed to come to his house. But he purchased the same well for the benefit of the ummah. He was not allowed to go to the masjid, Masjid Nabawi, but the same masjid he extended with his own personal money. He asked them, didn't I do this? Didn't I do this? They said, yes. He said, but you're not allowing me. They said, no, you stay here. His wife, my sisters, you should learn about this. Naila radiallahu anha, his honorable wife, remembered that when the enemies came, then she tried to defend Sayyidina Usman, the honorable husband radiallahu anha. The same enemies cut her fingers also. Her name was Naila radiallahu anha. And the person who stood the most was Sayyidina Usman, was Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an, and Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. But as taqdeer would have it, you must remember the enemies came. He was reading the Quran Sharif, and then they wanted to murder him, and they murdered him indeed. And the blood spilled and oozed out on the ayat, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهِ, that Allah is sufficient for you against them. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. I digress for a moment for your information. If you go to Uzbekistan now, you go to the capital of Uzbekistan, Tashkent, you will see the original copy of that Quran Sharif. I was there a few years ago. Lo and behold, certified by UNESCO and everybody, that this is the original copy of that Quran Sharif, which Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda was reading at the time of his martyrdom. The oldest Quran Sharif in the world, that you can see, that the whole world can just witness, this is Islam. See Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. And in his time, you must remember that the Quran Sharif was put into the book form with the covers and everything. So remember, how can we forget all this khidmat and all the contribution they made to the ummah? Therefore, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so pleased with them. They were the beloved students. Surah 9 verse 10, Surah 9 verse 100, Surah 9 verse 100. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان. The first and foremost among the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and the people who followed them. So you see Sayyidina Abu Bakr, first among the men to embrace Islam. You see Sayyidina Umar, the 40th person to embrace Islam. When Sayyidina Umar embraced Islam, that side is Marwa, this side is Safa, this side is the house, Dar al-Arqam. So remember, he entered there, he still had his sword in his hand. Sahaba were perturbed and concerned. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave him. And when he entered, he recited loudly. That was the habit of Sayyidina Umar. He feared none except Allah Jalla wa'ala. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad abdu rasuluh. The Sahaba in chorus, they shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, aslama Umar. First time in the history of Islam, Sahaba shouted in unison, Allahu Akbar. When they came to Palestine and Sayyidina Umar walked and the keys were given, Sahaba shouted, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, in front of Aqsa al-Mubarak. Till today, the echo came from that mountain and it's called Jabal Mukabbar, the mountain of Takbir. Till today it's called Jabal Mukabbar. So see what legacy they left behind for us to understand. Allah is saying, you must follow them. Then you will be people who are successful. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the teacher. Sahaba, male, female, adult children were the student. The curriculum and syllabi, Quran and Sunnah. Yuallimuhumul kitaba wal hikmah. You have the best teacher, you have the best curriculum, you have the best places, Makkah, Medina. Who is going to take the examination? I went now to Qari Sahib's madrasa now, and he told me give some advice. So mashallah, we just speak 5-10 minutes and give advice. But now if I go as an external examiner, so obviously the students will be concerned what question I will ask and so forth. Allah announced, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ لِلتَّقْوَى. I broke up the words so you could understand. These are the students, companions of the Master alayhi salam. Allah himself took the imtihan. And what was the test and imtihan, my brothers? The examination in the inner recesses of their hearts. Do they possess taqwa, piety, Allah consciousness? Allah announced the results. لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةُ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them is forgiveness. For them is magnificent reward. They pass word distinction. Almighty Allah conferred for them the certificate. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. Almighty Allah is pleased with them. They are pleased with Allah. Is this for some Sahaba? No. وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى. Chapter 57, verse 10. Allah says, for all the Sahaba, Allah has promised them Jannat al-Firdaus. So see, Sayyidina Usman, radiallahu anhu, what a great legacy. Today you speak of Kabul and Afghanistan and all that. All those were conquered during his time. Go and see where and where they went to, how much they conquered and so forth. You go to Uzbekistan, you will find Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala, who is buried in Taif. And you will find Qusam bin Abbas, Qaf Thamim. I went to his grave also. Abdullah bin Abbas' grave is in Taif. We went there several times. If you go to Uzbekistan, Qusam bin Abbas, radiallahu anhu, is buried there. Where and where the Sahaba went in the time of the Khulafa and beyond that, just to go and teach and propagate Islam. Then remember now in Medina Munawwara, this turmoil, because Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's martyrdom has taken place. So who will be the Khalifa? So one group was saying, we must bring these people to book, and the people who perpetrated this heinous crime, they must be punished. And on the other side, they need the Khalifa. So people rallied by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and said, oh Ali radiallahu anhu warda, you are the son-in-law of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You married Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, and you are the family of Nabi alayhi salam. And you were the six people, one of the six that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu chose. So it's only right. So lo and behold, then remember the Khilafat was accepted and people took the bay'ah and the oath of allegiance on the hand of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. However, after the demise of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Darul Khilafa, you must remember, the place from where Islam, the capital, was Medina Munawwara. Thereafter, in time of Sayyidina Umar, also Medina Munawwara. Time of Sayyidina Usman, also Medina Munawwara. But Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu perceived now that here in Medina Munawwara, there are some people who want to exploit the situation and make matters worse. So he moved the Khilafat and then he went to Kufa. So you must remember, so that is where Islam, the capital, moved to Iraq. Do you know Iraq, my brothers? Why Iraq is called Iraq? Iraq's name in Arabic, if you call tafsir of it, is called Ardur Rafidatain, the land of two rivers. That side there you get the Furat, the Euphrates. I've been there, alhamdulillah. And this side here you get the Dijla, the Tigris River. Do you know what is Iraq? Iraq is that piece of land, subhanallah, Anbiya alayhi salam are buried there. Who? Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. Iraq is that piece of land that, remember, that Sahaba are buried there. Which year we are now? 2020. Turn the clock back. 1929. So we're speaking of 90 years plus minus. So remember, 90 years ago approximately, a ajeeb karamat, a very strange karamat took place. Allah is showing this ummah who are the students and companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were the Sahaba, Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu, and there was Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anhu, and Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. The king of that time there, King Faisal, not Faisal of Saudi Arabia there. So he saw a dream that, you know, that the water is seeping into the grave of the Sahaba. But he carried on with his politics and what have you. So he forgot about it. The Grand Mufti of that time, that was proper Grand Mufti. Sometimes we got Grand Mufti in the Muslim countries. It depends how many grain you give them, you understand? And then they'll sort things out. So I'm not speaking of that. So anyway, you must remember that he came and he told the king, the ruler, you know what? Said, yes, yes, I remember. So they had an emergency meeting and they said, we must exhume the bodies. The news spread like wildfire. The ulama of Hijaz. Hijaz means Makkah, Medina, Taif. Everything okay here? So, gee, no lockdown business. So Makkah, Medina, Taif, those of you on the radio, you don't know what's happening, one big noise went outside there. So somebody huzu broke, I don't know, but anyway. So we just carry on with the program, inshallah, no harm will come to us, inshallah. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. So you must remember that he said, we must exhume the bodies, but the news went to Hijaz. So Hijaz Muqaddas is Makkah, Medina, Taif, Jeddah. And they said, no, the Hajj season is very near. It's not every day the bodies of Sahaba exhumed. We want to be present. Lo and behold, they postponed it. Saudi Arabia, as you understand it now, that came into existence in 1932 only. So this is before that. Prior to that, 1929. So the ulama came, people came, non-Muslims came. So must remember, each body they exhumed. Huzaifa bin Yaman, Sahibu Sildi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the confidant of Nabi alayhi salam. And you take Abdullah bin Jabir, and you take Salman Farsi. Salman Farsi passed away at the age of 250 years he lived to. And remember, if you go to Iraq, the place name is Madain. I've been there as well with Allah's help. So lo and behold, so all this was done. And that is how people saw the Sahaba. The eyes are still shining, the feet, the hands are still there, the body is still there, remaining perfect. Nothing has been destroyed. Centuries have passed. What is Allah telling us? That these are the beloved students, companions of the Master, alayhi salam. The fuqaha, the jurists are there in Iraq. Who's there? Imam Abu Hanifa is there. Imam Abu Yusuf is there. They are the giants. Your whole Hanafi fiqh is called for the fiqh of Ahlul Iraq, the fiqh of the people of Kufa. So they all came from that part of the world. Remember that. And then you take the awliyaullah, Hazrat Pirani Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimullah, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahimullah, Hazrat Ma'ruf Karkhi. All of them came from that part of the world. So remember, Iraq has a great, great history. So all that we indebted first and foremost to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anh. When he went to Iraq, thousands of Sahaba also said, we're moving. In time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anh, the people of Iraq, they came to Sayyidina Umar. From Iraq, they came to Medina. They said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, we want one person from Medina. Okay, who do you want? They said, we want Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu. He said, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is my mufti, the big mufti, grand mufti, faqih wa adil ummah. How can I get? They pleaded and so forth. He said, take him. Atharatukum ala nafsi, I give you preference, take him. Subhanallah, before Sayyidina Ali could go to Iraq, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu already goes, and you see hadith flourishing there. If you know anything about hadith, in one lesson, there were thousands of students. They never had mics and all that we have. I speak here and people in Europe and America can listen. So how would then they teach? One jamaat would come, they would write, they would give the notes to the second group to third one to the fourth, and that is how the hadith was preserved. So today, if you look at your Hanafi fiqh, you will find so many of the dalail and evidence goes to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala. Why? Because he went to Iraq. So you must remember that. So Iraq has a very, very rich history. Now what happens is, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is ruling the ummah, but there are people, you must remember, that they have a hidden agenda. And they said, there are three personalities we need to eliminate and liquidate. Number one, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Number two, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Number three, Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala. These are all three big generals, and Sayyidina Ali is the Khalifa. So you must remember, Abdurrahman bin Muljim came. And these are people got nothing to do with Islam. It's Ramadan, it's the 40th year of the Hijrah, and lo and behold, he comes and he assassinates Sayyidina Ali. Whilst the blood is gushing out and oozing out, this is Deenul Islam. He cries, Sayyidina Ali, begs Allah, and says, Fustu wa Rabbil Ka'bah. And that's how he meets Allah. Ya Allah, I am successful because I'm giving my life for your pleasure, O Allah. Imagine. And this is what the world cannot understand. They all run away from death. And a true Muslim, he will embrace death. Why? Because he made dua. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Oh, he made dua. Allahumma ja'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. Oh Allah, make that the best day in my life. The day I come to meet you, ya Allah. That is why you see Sahaba, you see Tabi'in, you see Awliyaullah, that they had that tamanna, they had that great ardent desire. Ya Allah, we want shahadat. We want to leave this world and our blood must be oozing out and gushing out. And remember, Amir Muawiyah was injured, but he survived. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu was ill and sick, he didn't come out. So the enemy only was successful as far as they concerned in murdering and martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Then Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu, he's part of Khulafa'i Rashidin, remember that. But his period is very short and that is 6 months only. In Islam, you can have a son as the successor of the Khalifa, provided that he has ahliyat, he has the ability, capacity and capability. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is delivering the khutbah and the sermon and says, now the Master alayhi salam looks at the mimbar, looks at the people. Inna ibni hadha sayyidun, this grandson of mine is a leader. You see, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam called the grandsons Sayyid. Al-Hasan wal-Husayn, Sayyida shababi ahlil jannah. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. My beloved grandsons, they are the leaders of the youth in Jannah. Ya Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was born in the 3rd year of the Hijrah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah, 8 years old. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak honorable birth took place in the 4th year of the Hijrah. And 11th year was Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's, remember, the demise 7 years old. And what do we see? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he by heart had memorized 11 ahadith. You must remember from the Nana, from Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much love they had. At that young, tender age, they were learning ahadith as well. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu by heart had memorized 8 ahadith from beloved Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take lesson from all this. You want all these ahadith? Go open Musnad Ahmad. I quote to you one hadith for both. For Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu warda, then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Ya Hassan, my beloved grandson, da'ama yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk, that leave that which places you into doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. This is not only for eating, drinking. This is across the spectrum. Whether our transactions, our deals, whatever it is. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith reported, narrated by Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, al-bakhirul ladhi dhukirtu indahu wa lam yusalli alayh, that the person is a miser and a bakhil. My name, my name nami, my isme grami, my honorable name is mentioned, and he does not read Durood Sharif and Salawat upon me. He is bakhil and a stingy person. All this you will find in Musnad Ahmad. So imagine the great, great contribution. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna ibni Adha sayyidun, la allallah ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyataini azimataini min muslimin." Allah will use my beloved grandson and he will bring about reconciliation and unity in the rank and file of this ummah. Hence the year 41 after Hijrah is known in our terminology Amul Jama'ah, the year of reconciliation, the year of unity. He, after 6 months, resigned. That is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. He took the mantle of Khilafat leadership, handed it over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And this is how the political system and the landscape worked during that time. Our duty is to understand it. Our duty is to make dua for the beloved Sahaba, all of them. It was not for them, then Allah alone knows what should happen to us. Look at South Africa now. The challenges we are facing. We took everything for granted, but not far from here. It's Pingo Beach. You see now they say no more Adhan. Where will it end? Allah alone knows. So we're going to face more and more challenges in the days to come. So my brothers, my sisters, you the esteemed listeners, my appeal to you is one. Learn about Islam, practice the Islam, and propagate the Islam, the true Islam. So people who are non-Muslims, people who are sitting on the fence, people don't know what is the true Islam. So our duty is to teach and to educate them with the pristine purity of Islam. And you will see Almighty Allah will let these people come back into the fold of Islam. Every day we are hearing this person left Islam, that person left Islam, Allah forbid. So therefore, brothers, this is the greatest gift which Almighty Allah blessed us with. Today I received the sad news. My big friend in Madina Munawwara Bakr, some of you I think know him. His father passed away. He left Pakistan and those areas 55 years ago. With one tamanna, one wish. Madina Munawwara may maut naseeb ho jai. Last night he passed away, Laylatul Jumu'ah. This morning after Fajr, they had Salatul Janaza. Sheikh Khalid Al-Muhanna, the Imam, performed the Salatul Janaza. I spoke to Bakr. So make dua for him also. Subhanallah, he made so much khidmat of his father. He was bedridden for the past 4 or 5 years. And now Laylatul Jumu'ah, buried in Baqi. So what will you call? He came to Medina, taake dafan ho jai Baqi mein. So I must be buried there. So that is jaisi niyat, waisi barakat. So we know how many of our near and dear ones passed away. Our Maulana Usman Kadwa is gone to Middleburg. His brother is ill. Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for him and the family. So all those who are ill and sick, Allah Jalla Wala give them shifa. And I have to terminate now because the programs are carrying on. My brother Shafaat will carry on with brother Salman Khan. They're discussing about Kashmir and Sudan and so forth. So inshallah, my brothers, tomorrow night we'll continue with this political Islam and so forth in Avondale. And remember, you should be fasting tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, or Sunday, Monday. And tomorrow night, inshallah, you spend a little bit more on your wife, on your children. And inshallah, Allah will make your rozi sustenance very easy for the remainder of the year. Don't be so hard and, you know, stingy with your wife and that. If you got so much, then for who you keeping it, my brother? If you don't spend, tell your wife, oh honey, take the money, you see. So in that way, inshallah, Allah Jalla Wala will keep your wife happy, keep you happy, keep your children happy. And inshallah, some of them will become great, great ambassadors of Islam. May Almighty Allah accept us all, inshallah, for his deed. We make dua now, short 1-2 minutes dua. And we thank the capital group, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. We thank the imams here, all of you, our Qari Sahib, our trustees here. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you as well. Our team of Dawood Munlib, Hafiz Bomud Basa. We have to thank all of them as well. Barakallahu fiqh, jazakallahu khair. Let's make dua now, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم حاسبهم حسابا يسيرا قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين